Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 333 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, we're going to dive into a case study of one of my clients with chronic psoriasis, whose case is really interesting, especially as an example of the complexity that can happen when you have psoriasis, and many of the diet and other recommendations just don't help. So if you didn't know, my clinic consults virtually with adult clients struggling with chronic skin issues like psoriasis who live all over the world. And because I recently shared a case review on a severe eczema client in episode 328, I knew that sharing a case study for psoriasis next would be helpful. To give you some context about this particular client, we have been working together for about 3 years. And I know that sounds like a long time, but this client was very sick when we started working together and struggling to tolerate even the most basic of supplements. She also had many layers of imbalances going on, which we really couldn't tackle all at the same time. In some instances, medications were extremely helpful, but it took time to get her doctors on board. Additionally, some changes we worked on also took time to really see the full impact. Now, I say this because if you're someone who's not found diet changes helpful, let alone magical, this is for you. Now, if you've also tried working on your health only to throw in the towel after a few months because it seems like it's just taking too long, this is for you. Could I share amazing stories of transformation? Absolutely. But I often think showcasing quick wins does a massive disservice to those who have more complex cases. Because your body doesn't react as quickly as others, it can be extremely easy to feel like you're broken or doomed when you're not. Specifically, psoriasis is a journey because it typically involves so many different body systems like liver detoxification, gut microbiome, metabolic balance, inflammation, and more. It's not just a skin problem, which is a crucial perspective when you're seeking to unwind years of imbalances crossing multiple body systems. And that's why my client and I wanted to share her story. To remind you not to give up and to keep working on and investing in your health because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So let's dive in. My client struggled with a ton of symptoms. Her skin overall was generally itchy with an itchy, flaky, dry scalp. She had been diagnosed with both guttate and plaque psoriasis, rosacea, perioral dermatitis, and melasma. The psoriasis started when she was 9 years old, and now she's in her early 40s. After a stressful period for her family and a bout of tonsillitis, likely due to a strep infection. Now, she noted that she seemed to get a strep throat a lot as a child, and the guttate psoriasis mainly impacted her torso, back, and chest, with a few small patches on her arms, legs, and face, while the plaque psoriasis mainly showed up on her scalp and hairline. Her daily gut-associated complaints were also drastically impacting her quality of life, as she noted that she was struggling with nausea, urgency to go to the bathroom, diarrhea, and undigested food in her stool, bloating, gas, an itchy bum, as well as mouth ulcers and sensitive lips. And this is a significant red flag due to the psoriasis-gut connection. She also complained of headaches in the morning when she woke up, depression, anxiety, mood swings, and significant fatigue and lethargy in the afternoon. In addition to all of this, she also shared with me that she was struggling with numbness and tingling in her extremities, fragile nails with ridges, muscle cramps, and an overall achiness in her body. So yes, this case was complex, and we needed to figure out what was driving some of the more urgent symptoms first, before we could even really focus on what was driving her skin issues. Some of these symptoms had me very concerned about her nutrient status, since they can be clues of nutrient deficiencies as well as possible thyroid imbalance. Because skin issues are interconnected with other body systems, especially with psoriasis, It's crucial to assess the overall health picture by getting a detailed case history, along with your family health history, environmental exposures, medication history, current diet, as well as what your previous diet history looked like, sleep and gut function, travel history, previous infection history, your exercise and movement, traumas and significant stressors, allergies or sensitivities, and hormone status, which can look like sex hormones and menstrual cycle information, as well as blood sugar regulation. Now, equally as important for me is reviewing historical labs. Typically, I like to go back at least 2 to 3 years if possible to see if trends were beginning to emerge that help us pinpoint issues. So in this psoriasis client, her diet assessment revealed that for the past year and a half, she'd pretty strictly avoided dairy, gluten, nightshades, soy, peanuts, strawberries, oranges, and almonds. The changing her diet didn't prove to be of much help with her skin, gut, or other symptoms, though she did notice that nightshades seemed to trigger a rash to form around her mouth, and thus avoiding them was helpful. And she had a pretty substantial alcohol consumption of 3 to 4 days per week, with 2 to 4 servings of alcohol each time. This obviously puts a substantial burden on the liver and can also increase the risk of nutrient depletions. She also had lots of cravings for sugar and caffeine, and she had a history of binge eating and bulimia, which you know can be re-triggered by the use of elimination diets based on the research I've done with the team at UC Davis, which I shared in episode 305. When I assessed her gut function, we found that she had become very ill with GI issues during 3 different trips when she traveled to Cuba, Peru, and during a longer trip through Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore between 2004 and 2008. She also shared with me that even small amounts, like 1/4 capsule of Megaspore Biotic Probiotic, would make her sick. And reactions like this to Megaspore typically mean that there is a high level of dysbiosis present in the GI tract. And lastly, she shared that the gas and bloating had no obvious trigger. This could happen first thing in the morning without even having eaten food. We then went through her medication history to discover that she had been prescribed topical steroids for about 30 years. She had also been on low-dose penicillin for about 10 years, which absolutely can alter the gut microbiome and increase the risk of fungal overgrowth, as well as using hormonal birth control for 15 years, which depletes important nutrients. And to look deeper under the surface, I initially recommended the following testing. First of all, I wanted her to do a Health Path Ultimate Gut Test since this client is located in the UK. It's a functional stool test evaluating for commensal and pathogenic organisms in the large intestine, as well as some important gut function markers. And secondly, I wanted her to do a panel of conventional blood labs I had requested based on her specific symptoms, diagnoses, and my suspicions and concerns, since historical lab data in this particular instance was not available, so that we could really look at a wide range of lab markers that I tailored for her complex psoriasis case. Since I know it's important for my clients to know what's going on, I reviewed her results specifically through the lens of clinical nutrition, optimal levels, and what could be driving her severe symptoms. Here's a quick rundown of some of the significant findings. First of all, she had many suboptimal nutrient levels, specifically when it came to iron, vitamin D, folate, vitamin B12, protein, and likely a depleted pool of glutathione. Her stool test revealed that she had incredibly depleted commensal gut bacteria such as Bifidobacterium, Rosaboria, and Akkermansia, with elevated levels of inflammatory gut bacteria like Enterobacter, Haemophilus, and Fusobacterium. She was also positive for 2 protozoa. If you're not familiar, protozoa are parasites. They're types of parasites. Specifically, Blastocystis hominis and Diatomeba fragilis. Also, her H. pylori marker was negative, but I wasn't convinced this was accurate due to several other factors that showed up on the stool test results. To be honest, the sheer severity and number of times my client had food poisoning while traveling was probably one of the most important details. I realize that it could very easily be dismissed because it was 13 years beforehand. But these were very critical moments that introduced unfriendly organisms, including possibly the parasites, and likely set the stage for SIBO, also known as small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And if you didn't check out last week's episode with Dr. Allison Seebecker, you might not know that current estimates point towards 20% of those with psoriasis also have SIBO. So my client had issues in both her small and large intestines. So when you combine the many issues found within her gut microbiome and couple that with the gut dysfunction she was experiencing, namely poor digestion and absorption, which she could visualize as undigested food in her stool, or the super fast gut transit time causing urgent diarrhea, and the insufficient nutrients identified through lab testing, even though she ate a mostly whole foods diet, we really needed to primarily focus here and get her doctor on board because medication would likely get her to a place where she'd be more comfortable faster. Now, if you remember, she was struggling with nausea daily, which was so intense that even something as simple as a B complex would make her feel sick to her stomach. And liver detox support is especially crucial in psoriasis cases because of the extremely close tie between psoriasis and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. In this particular instance, my client really needed liver support, not a detox, okay? Liver support because of the massive amount of dysbiosis in her GI tract. The waste products from the bugs living there are processed through the liver. And given her suboptimal nutrient status, we needed to make sure that she could handle addressing this load as we worked on her gut. Also, I had suspicions at the onset of a potential fungal overgrowth, even though it didn't register on the stool test, which, believe it or not, happens more frequently than you would think since stool tests often show false negatives for candida overgrowth. Now, due to her lengthy exposure to antibiotics, depleted healthy commensal gut bacteria, and that she used to live in a 250-year-old cottage in the UK countryside, which likely had mold, this was something that we later discovered for sure was a significant factor for her. But we couldn't start there because, as I said, those other gut factors were bigger hindrances to her progress, which was admittedly slow. But with time and a targeted approach, she was able to tolerate more supplemental nutrition to increase her nutrient stores, as well as herbal antimicrobials, since her doctor offered a limited amount of medication to deal with the gut imbalances. The most recent visit with this amazing psoriasis client was in January of 2024, and she shared with me that her skin rashes improved so significantly that her husband and daughter really noticed a difference. She said that it's a real turning point with this very proud smile because I know how complicated this journey for her has been. We used a mix of supplements, herbs, and medications, specifically antibiotics, antiparasitics, and antifungals to get her skin, gut, and overall symptoms to a much more stable place. She's not using any topical, immunosuppressant, biologic, or JAK inhibitor medication to reduce her psoriasis. Now, you can see from these photos that I've shared from her case with her permission, that her plaques have really lightened. Some are gone and others are to a point of just depigmentation, but they have also softened on different areas of her body, which she's very excited about. While this journey has definitely not been a straight line, I must say that my client is a true inspiration in my eyes, demonstrating a level of commitment, persistence, and generosity that I truly admire. I intentionally use the word generosity to describe her because she was so thrilled to have me share a part of her journey with you. We've been at this since 2001, and it's now 2024. I certainly wish that the process could have been faster for her, but during it, she's also grown tremendously, and I've witnessed a beautiful transformation in her as she's fully committed to her own health and happiness. On her journey, I encouraged her to join my Skin Rash Rebuild program to be with a group of like-minded people who understood her worries, fears, and goals. And she had shared with me how helpful it was to not feel alone. And while she is not at the end of her journey, she wanted you to know that there can be things hiding under the surface. And if her story could help even one person, then she was up for it. So what's the message here? Don't give up. Having a long-standing health concern like psoriasis can take a long time to unravel. I know how easy it is for people to get frustrated when you don't see or feel substantial shifts in a month or two or even three. But often the changes are small and shouldn't be compared to what other people experience. Your body and health are unique. And so with more underlying complexity, a simple solution that works for one person with psoriasis may not work for you. It doesn't mean you're broken or doomed. It just may mean that a different approach is necessary. So as a gentle reminder, don't leave this episode thinking that my client's issues and imbalances are yours. Of course, details can vary pretty drastically between different cases, so there's no cookie cutter approach that works for everyone with psoriasis. This client's journey is an example of just how much can be going on under the surface simultaneously. And it's a powerful reminder of the many different things that my client could take action on besides just medication for life or thinking that she was doomed. And last, but certainly not least, healing, especially when it comes to psoriasis, takes time. Quick fixes like detoxes or cleanses often don't get the results you're hoping for, are generally unsustainable, and can absolutely backfire, making things worse. So if you're looking for help with your psoriasis case, my team and I consult with adult clients all over the world virtually, so there's no need to travel to see us in person. I'll add the link to get your case assessed in the show notes so that you can get the help that you need. If you've got any questions or thoughts to share about this case study, or if you want to see the photos I've posted into the transcript, head on over to skinterrupt.com/333 so we can keep the conversation going. And if you're ready to discover your hidden triggers for your skin, download the Stop My Rashes Quick Start Guide I've created for you, available at stopmyrashesnow.com. This is the fastest way to figure out what's driving your rashes with a root cause approach tailored to your specific skin diagnosis. Then make sure to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show and hit the subscribe button so that you never miss out on our weekly episodes. And let's connect online. I'm at Jennifer Fugo. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to digging deeper with you in the next episode.